thanks again to Sam for sitting in and filling in yesterday. We're going to start off with, we've got some best of the year stories, kind of recaps on the year this morning. And today, and we'll do it next week, Monday, Tuesday, and then Wednesday. I think we'll have a couple of them, something like that. So we begin with a look back at the biggest stories of the year. Here's Jack Crumley.
2025 started with a New Orleans truck attack that killed 14 on New Year's Day and delayed the Sugar Bowl. A big snow in much of the U.S. and the Southern California wildfires.
Tell all the engines coming down here they're bailing out because it's going to be crossing the road pretty quickly here.
President Trump was sworn into office.
January 6th. Yeah, these are the hostages. Full pardon.
Bringing DOGE, tariffs, and a major immigration crackdown, along with an executive order to revoke birthright citizenship that will be decided by the Supreme Court next year. Global conflicts between Russia, Ukraine.
You should be thanking the president for trying to bring an end to this conflict.
And Israel, Gaza. Pope Francis died on Easter, leading to the first American, Pope Leo XIV. The Eagles denied the Chiefs a Super Bowl three-peat. The Thunder beat the Pacers for the NBA title, and
here at 11, the Dodgers turn. Play.
The Dodgers won a dramatic World Series Game 7 against the Blue Jays. Anora won the Oscar for Best Picture.
They not like us.
Kendrick Lamar's Not Like Us was Record of the Year, and Beyonce won Album of the Year for Cowboy Carter. I'm Jack Crumley.
All right, WWIB, we'll have some more wraps on the year in the closing days of 2025. Yeah, December 26th, final week of the year. This is day number 360. Counting it down here. This day in history, 1919, an agreement around the transfer of Babe Ruth from the Red Sox to the Yankees was reached. Also, in 1972, President Harry Truman died at the age of 88. In 1974, actor-comedian Jack Benny died this day after Christmas at the age of 80. In 1982, a computer was honored as Time Magazine's Man of the Year. 1996, almost 30 years ago, 6-year-old JonBenet Ramsey found dead in the basement of her family's Boulder, Colorado home. That's still an unsolved murder almost 30 years later. Wow. Also, in 2004, the death toll soared to more than 14,000 in the wake of the most powerful earthquake to strike the planet in four decades.
15, 20 feet tall. Easy.
Yeah, the magnitude 9.0 quake triggered deadly tsunamis across parts of India and Southeast Asia. Hard to believe, yeah, that was more than 20 years ago, and out of that, we had like a used toy sale having occurred the day after Christmas. It occurred 3 months later in Eau Claire. We used to be the Quality Inn. I think we raised $9,000 and gave it all to World Vision. In 2006, former U.S. President Gerald Ford died at his home in California at the age of 93. And in 1941 in Washington, Winston Churchill became the first British prime minister to address a joint session of the U.S. Congress. Churchill, whose mother was a U.S. citizen, visited Capitol Hill just weeks after the U.S. entered World War II.
If my father had been American and my mother British, instead of the other way around, I might have got here on my own.
And finally, a devotional thought as we wrap up First Thoughts. We're going to start off from Brennan Manning's Ragamuffin Gospel. He's got the 19 mercies. Dawson has shared these after having read through the entire book on the drive. And so we've got devotion one is called Come, Be Here Now. Brennan writes, and here at the beginning, we should begin again, don't you think? All things are new, even by this now familiar story. Imagine you are being pursued by a ferocious tiger. You run as fast as you can, but come to the edge of the cliff. Glancing back, you see the tiger about to spring. Fortunately, you also notice a rope hanging over the edge of the cliff. You grab it and scramble down out of reach of the tiger. A close escape. But now you look down. 500 feet below, you see jagged rocks. So you look up. You see the tiger crouched and waiting, and also two hungry mice already gnawing on the rope. What do you do? Nearby on the face of the cliff, you notice a strawberry. Carefully, you reach out, pluck it, and eat it whole. Yum, you exclaim. That's the most delicious strawberry I ever tasted in my whole life. What does this story tell us, writes Brennan? It tells us to seize the gift of this moment. If you are preoccupied with the rocks below or the tiger above, with your past or your future, you will miss the strawberry that God wants to give you in the present moment. In the readings ahead, 18 more. This is the first of 19. I ask you to make a serious effort to remain rooted in the moment. Discipline your time, your thoughts, your emotions. Don't allow anxieties or distractions to crowd out the work of the Spirit in your life. Be here now. Then the God who comes will find you in the present, waiting, listening, and ready to receive his gifts. Today's suggested reading, which we will not take the time to read on the air, is Psalm 139. But a Soren Kierkegaard quote closes this out. Calm thyself, O my soul, so that the divine can act in you. Calm yourself, O my soul, so that God is able to repose in you, so that his peace may cover you. Christmas Eve, Christmas Day have come and gone. On the Halverson end, our usual journey to my in-laws in Maiden Rock Christmas Eve and Christmas Day at home with family yesterday, and a friend as well joining us, and had my daughter Grace coming up from Madison, brought an egg bake, my wife her usual homemade sweet rolls using the bread maker, and so yeah, lots of gifts, lots of fun, lots of family time. My daughter, we have a new game we played called Organ Attack, okay. And then also watched a movie together last night.
Well, awesome. Yeah, Sunday, Christmas Eve, we were in church candlelight service, so enjoyed that very much. And you know what? Everything was safe, so that was always great as well. Because, again, I think once you become a parent, then you start looking around and it's like, I don't think that kid can keep his hand off the floor.
Yeah, right.
No, we were fine. It was good. But enjoy that very much. And then usually we have Christmas a couple different places on Christmas Day. There was some sickness on my in-law side, and so we postponed that. I guess what that did allow is that we did get to settle in a little bit more at my parents' house yesterday and just spend the entire time there. So no looking at the watch to say, oh, well, we got to be at the other place. And so just really enjoyed lots of, again, food, family, fun, lots of games. We played a ton of different games yesterday and just really enjoyed having so many family members there. New game called Ransom Notes that I really, really enjoyed. Enjoyed lots of different games. There's one called the Christian Meme Game that also inspired a lot of hilarity. But I don't think I could have asked for any better Christmas. It was just absolutely wonderful, and enjoyed every single moment of it. Feeling this morning like got to get on track a little bit because enjoyed a lot of sugar yesterday. And also the older you get, you feel that like in your bones.
Oh, yeah.
It was a great Christmas, and I hope you all had a wonderful Christmas as well, too. 9.5 minutes before 8 o'clock, 33 degrees, our Friday morning tradition here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Last time this year we get to do this as we get you caught up on everything you might have missed in the past week in news, sports, politics, pop culture. We call it Headlines, and here you go.
In NFL news, the Kansas City Chiefs are moving from Missouri to Kansas.
So the Kansas City Chiefs are finally going to the place everyone already thought they were from anyway.
Exactly.
A look at Google Trends suggests that cookies with peanut butter were surging in popularity this holiday season.
Because you can't binge-watch Hallmark movies on kale chips.
Very true.
A survey asked Americans which American they think will continue to remain famous centuries after their death. The number one response was Jesus, who is not American.
Number two is probably the guy who came up with the drive-through window. Scientists have warned that the universe will collapse.
Well, there's nothing we can do about it except to finish off the last of the eggnog before anything happens.
Seems like a good plan.
More than 40% of Twitter owner Elon Musk's followers could be bots.
And the other high percentage of his followers are the kind of people who like to argue with those bots on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
A study found that Texas is the U.S. state with the fewest personal freedoms.
In Texas, the only thing bigger than the state is the list of things you can't do.
Right.
And finally, there are now around 10,000 traffic circles in the U.S.
And once they figure out how to put a fast food drive-through in the middle of them, we'll see many, many more.
For sure.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
Well, for a number of years now, we've been closing out our Friday show with the best of the week. For the first time ever, we attempt the best of the year for 2025. Thank you to Randy and Stanley, who came through with a gift of $50. And he's not alone, because Linda, also a gift of $50 to the Backpack to School Challenge. Well, there we go. Thank you. The gals were taking it to the guys 5-1 until Kirk came through here moments ago.
Captain Kirk.
I'll guess. His gift in memory of Jacob. And $350, and
wow.
So we topped it.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What a great way to start.
Yeah, 757 different listeners.
Yesterday at Trump's nomination for President of the United States, Carrie Underwood sang a patriotic song a cappella. It was very beautiful. a rendition of it.
Why should I worry? Why should I fear? Why should I run when Jesus is here? I'm safe in his heart, safe in his love, and nothing can take me away from his love.
I thought that was going to be one of the singers at OneFest. She was so good.
That was fantastic.
Good morning. I'm driving a wannabe truck, GMC Acadia. And just wanted to give a shout out to all the truck drivers on the roads, keeping our country moving. We appreciate you. We thank you for what you do. And to the radio station, God bless.
Hey, I just want to say I thought OneFest was an awesome thing this year, and I'm so looking forward to next year also.
What is the oldest thing you own?
Good morning, and this is Sarah Sankey from Fall Creek. And the oldest thing I own, I believe, are a couple steamer trunks that came on a boat with my great-grandparents from Germany. And I believe last time I looked at them, there was a stamp on them that said, like, 1880s. Maybe 1870, something like that. So we have had them refinished, and they're absolutely beautiful.
Hi, yes, this is Matthew Cardini's phone. Older thing I own is actually a metal pry bar given to me by my great-grandma, the Masons, who worked in Chippewa Valley, Chippewa Falls. It was from Chippewa Falls State Bank. They gave it out as a prize when you owned or opened up a checking account. And it's over 100 years old, and I still use it every day in construction.
Wow.
This is the thing. Like, these days, I think sometimes they just say, hey, we'll put a little extra money in your checking account when you open one up. But a pry bar, that's really cool. And a century old and still being used.
Every day in construction.
Super cool.
In Japan, the number four is considered to be unlucky because the Japanese word for 4 seconds sounds very similar to the word death.
All right, so I'm guessing not a lot of Brett Favre jerseys over in Japan.
I guess not. Today Tragic. Is a national day of mourning for the life of Jimmy Carter.
I guess the best part of my year, I got a chance to baptize two people.
Wow, awesome.
A mother and a son.
Mm-hmm.
And the mother now is on fire for God.
Wow.
Brand new music from Michael W. Smith. It's called Kingdom Come. All creation's calling, let the
kingdom come. I made it out to Whispering Oaks in Willard on Saturday night. It's sort of like Field of Dreams meets contemporary Christian music.
Hello, this is Brooklyn and Emmett. And we would like to thank Pastor Allison, Pastor Owen and his wife Lydia, And Pat, the kid, and Jeremy from Harvest Time Church, and also their worship leader, Johnny, for all that they do. And they really inspired me, and they just have big hearts for Jesus.
And Cece just gave $1,000.
Cece, oh my gosh.
Oh my goodness.
You are amazing.
Cece says, God bless. This is real time, folks. This is live radio. Cece says, God bless all the little ones and the parents who struggle to make ends meet. I am blessed to be able to share the gifts God has given me. Cece, oh my goodness. I think Cece's from Bruce, if I remember. Thank you so much, Cece.
Our very first best of the year, and I apologize we haven't done it sooner. It was a ton of fun to put together.
There you go. Well, I guess we'll look forward to the end of 2026, and maybe it'll be even more as you're hatching plans already off the year here for what else we can do. Again, full year's worth of the WIB Wake Up Show comprised in just over 4 minutes.
There we go.
Thanks for creating memories with us, friends.